Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Wednesday, February 1st. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. We told you yesterday that seven Western states, California among them, had missed a federal deadline to come up with a plan for how they divvy up the water they draw from the Colorado River. Drought and climate change mean the Colorado is not the faucet for the American West that it used to be. Six states agreed to a plan. California was not one of them. KPCC climate emergency reporter Aaron Stone says California has instead released its own water sharing plan.
California's plan is to use its senior water rights to get Arizona and Nevada to shoulder the biggest water cuts in the next few years. Bill Hasenkamp oversees the Colorado River Program for the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California, which gets some of the most water from the river.
Can we protect the reservoirs over the next 3 years while we then figure out the long-term solution for the river that would begin in 2026?
California would curb its own water use about 9% through 2026, when the rules for who gets how much water from the river during a shortage expire. But the proposal from the six other states would require California to absorb the biggest water cuts, and the lack of consensus could spur federal mandates and lawsuits. Covering the climate emergency, I'm Aaron Stone.
During the pandemic, LA County put limits on landlords so they could not evict renters who kept pets, even though the lease said they couldn't. Those eviction limits were due to expire this week, but county supervisors extended them for 2 months. Even so, KPCC housing reporter David Wagner says some landlords are now threatening pet owners with eviction.
Renters who took in cats and dogs during the pandemic are being told to get rid of their pets or give up their homes. One family in Covina has been given 60 days to leave due to cats and a Chihuahua mix. Tenant advocates say local protections are helping renters stay housed, at least for now. But when the rules expire, they worry about a wave of evictions.
KPCC's David Wagner, he says he's hearing that local shelters are seeing more pet owners give up their pets over landlord-tenant disputes. Landlord groups say tenants knew the rules about pets when they signed the lease. Now let's flip the story and look at the effort to make sure Angelenos have shelter or housing. In South LA, there's a camp of about 40 people on 87th Street near Western. It's in Marquise Harris Dawson's 8th LA City Council District, and it's where LA Mayor Karen Bass says today the Inside Safe effort she launched last month will work to find shelter or housing for those 40. There's also an ongoing effort near Culver and South Slauson in West LA that's offered housing for about 25 people who've been living on the streets. That's in Tracy Park's 11th district, and she says she's relieved those 25 now have places to stay. A New Mexico judge today set a court date of late February for actor and producer Alec Baldwin, plus a member of the film crew for the Western movie Rust, and gives their lawyers time to respond to involuntary manslaughter charges filed against him yesterday by prosecutors. They come 18 months after a prop gun Baldwin was holding during a rehearsal fired a shot that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins. That gun was supposed to be unloaded or cold in movie talk. Prosecutors say Baldwin, as a producer on the movie, should have taken a greater hand in safety on the set. Also charged is the film's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed. She was responsible for firearm safety on the set. The power is out at some terminals at LAX this afternoon. Traffic signals also out. The LA Department of Water and Power is trying to figure out what's up. Airport officials say security screening has been halted in most terminals, so travelers should allow for extra time to get through the TSA line. LAX says flight operations are continuing as normal. The tower and air traffic control have backup power, so they never shut down. Of course, there's a computer glitch, which is something we saw a few weeks back. And speaking of LAX, you know, there's nothing like seeing one of those big Boeing 747 jumbo jets speed down the runway and then lift gracefully up into the sky. 747's been flying for more than 50 years. It can carry nearly 500 passengers, which is why it was the first jetliner to allow economical long-distance flying. Boeing built the last 747 this week, but aviation historian Shea Oakley says, oh, you're going to see them in the air for quite some time to come.
It will be carrying freight for probably a good 20 years, and there are also passenger versions of the 747-8, which was the last model, flying for Lufthansa, Korean Air, and Air China.
We know with regular maintenance, planes can fly for years. The Air Force began flying B-52s in 1952. They're still flying. And there are a few DC-3s flying 80 years after that famed prop plane debuted. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.